this is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Directed by Kay Cannon, who is in the Second City Improv Group in Chicago and also wrote some episodes of The New Girl and wrote the script for A Pitch Perfect, the singing dance-off film, also was in 30 Rock. Kay Cannon directs Blockers, which is a comedy about three sets of parents who set out to prevent their teenage daughters from losing their virginity on prom night. Stars Leslie Mann, Ike Barinholtz, and John Cena, the wrestler. And then as the young women, essentially it's a gender swapping spin on a familiar teenage male narrative. And to that extent, it shows signs of gender awareness. And so it pretends to be somewhat revolutionary, and as a comedy it plays on familiar stereotypes, but has moments of comedic success, along with really what is a sort of nuanced sort of empty nest tale, with all the raunchy hangover type humor that we've come to expect, this time with teenage female protagonists in the role of drinking college buddies. I think it's mostly a success, and it deals with issues of female homosexuality that are rare to see in a mainstream comedy, in a way I think that is successful. John Cena is interesting as one of the fathers. He's quite his acting style is a little stiff, probably from all of his wrestling injuries, but he's believable. He almost looks like a massively inflated, bigger John Hamm, with not much difference in acting range. Anyway, it's along the same vein as Girls Road Trip and Hangover. So if you found those movies funny, then spoiler alert, you're probably going to laugh at some of the sections, and you might be offended at some of the others, and you might be bored by some of the others, which is to say that it's hard to properly find a comedy that will make you happy all the way through. It's probably the most difficult film to make perfectly. There's so few rare, universally lauded comedies because it is so specific to the person, the different ways that we find humor, mostly through pathos, but often through either sympathy or hostility. So there's a lot of different ways to mine comedic gems. This is mostly playing on the stereotypes surrounding female sexuality, and the beliefs and misbeliefs around those is the source of most of the comedic tension.